This is New England Public Media. It's all about the numbers, the state budget, COVID-19 metrics, and vaccine appointments. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. As we do most Mondays, we've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
As the COVID-19 metrics continue to move in the right direction in Massachusetts, Governor Charlie Baker says he remains hopeful the state can achieve a full reopening by August 1st. Matt, as neighboring states are reopening on a more accelerated timeline, what metrics will Baker be paying close attention to?
Yeah, you're right. And we heard this last week from some in the business community concerned what it will mean for Massachusetts, but states like Rhode Island, Connecticut, moving to fully lift their restrictions by Memorial Day in some cases. But the governor says he will continue to watch things like daily case rates, the positive test rate, as he encourages people to continue to get tested, even as the focus has been on vaccines, as well as hospitalizations to make sure that the state has the capacity to handle those still getting ill. Now, to the frustration of some, particularly lawmakers, the governor has not outlined precise metrics or precise data points that he is looking at that would trigger perhaps a faster reopening. But he has said that if things are looking good, if the vaccine progress accelerates more quickly than maybe the state is expecting, that August 1st for a full reopening and the lifting of all restrictions could be accelerated and pushed up earlier into the summer.
You know, it's been 2 weeks since the Baker administration opened up the vaccine to everyone 16 and up. There appears to be quite a lot more available appointments than before. What are you hearing about any issues tied to supply and demand for the vaccine?
That is true. With the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine back in use, there are a number of appointments around. The federal government also continuing to push more and more vaccines through the federal pharmacy program, which has made it easier for some to find appointments. We're expecting to hear the governor talk today, actually, more about the state's vaccine program. Over 900 public sites available already in Massachusetts, and the state has vaccinated more than 2.5 million people fully. But the governor is expected to appear with Dr. Paul Bittinger, the director of disaster medicine at MGH, who has advised the vaccine effort today. And they are going to be talking about the next phases of vaccination and how they're going to use the doses that they have to target harder to reach communities and populations. So I think we're going to hear a bit about this later on this morning.
And switching gears a little, last week, Governor Charlie Baker made a pitch to increase funding for vocational training. Officials say an expansion of VOTEC schools will especially help Latino and Black residents whose jobs were disproportionately impacted by the pandemic. But House lawmakers slashed funding for Baker's budget for the program. We've got a little bit of time here, so can you unpack that? Where does this issue stand?
Yeah, the governor has identified vocational technical high schools as places where you can really train people for careers in the trades or in new professions for people mid-career. So he has tried to put money into these schools to educate not just the high school students that attend them, but having really three phases of a school day for the students, for traditional high school students who may go to a VOTEC program after school to get additional training in a trade or vocation, and then in the evening for adults looking to retrain or change careers. They funded this program at $4 million to start. The governor tried in his budget to quadruple that funding. The House last week during their budget debate opted to level fund this program, keeping it at $4 million while they pushed additional money into other workforce training programs. As this budget now moves to the Senate, though, this is something to watch. There were efforts in the House to mimic the governor's proposal and boost that funding up to about $16 million. I think we'll probably see a similar effort in the Senate, at least an amendment or two, to increase funding in this area, and we'll see how Senate lawmakers feel. But just differing approaches here to how the governor and the legislature want to go about boosting this workforce training in across the state and what programs to use.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Matt, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Media at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast hub. This is New England Public Media.